What a delight, what a pleasure, what a wonderful thing to be with the people of God, to be with young peoples at this Bible conference, to look together at the Word of God. Who said that the young people's meeting was not profitable? How much money we got? That's what, just in case you have a doubt. But seriously, where were we, young peoples, the last 5 days? Where were we? I can't hear you. In the heavenly places, right? And where are we going when we leave here? Where? In the heavenly places. We have been in the last 5 days in the heavenly places. And we discovered that we were always there. And we are conscious of the fact that we are not leaving there. About 10 years ago, a man by name Mark Shuttleworth, a millionaire in the United States, paid about $40 million to go into the Russian space station for 5 days. And when he came down, they asked him why. He said, I wanted to be in the heavenly places. $40 million. Grove City is a bargain. We were delighted to be with the young peoples and to go through the book of Ephesians. 155 verses in the book of Ephesians. Every one of them would have taken a Bible conference by itself. The Word of God is so rich, especially when we come to the unsearchable riches of Christ. We all felt overwhelmed as we look to the Word of God. But tonight is the last night and we are leaving. And I want to leave you with 11 words only. Not 155 verses, but just 11 words to encourage you, to give you the resources that you need to go on from this Bible conference, because our desire, our prayer, to see you going on for the Lord. So turn with me first to the epistle to the Romans, chapter 4, and verse 20. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith, three words. Strong in faith, three words. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Strong in the grace, strong in the faith, strong in the grace. And finally, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Strong in the Lord. Four words. Strong in faith. Strong in grace. strong in the Lord. For Christianity is not for the weak or the faint-hearted. For we are in the heavenly places. And as the scripture was opened before us, and the Spirit of God used the Word of God to show us who we are and where we are. No Christian should have identity crisis. You are chosen of God. You are a child of God. You are loved by God. You are in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What else? What wealth? What privilege? But it's all connected with the Lord Jesus. You see, the counsel of God, the purpose of God, the whole act of God is concerning none other but His eternal Son, the Lord Jesus. The creation of the world was for Him. It was by Him. The formation of the church, the building of the church was by Him. I will build my church, and it was for Him. Everything is about Christ. Everything about Christ. But you and I will come into that wonderful blessing simply because we are in Christ Jesus. So as you go out from here, having studied Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3, you need to be strong in faith. Because faith takes your eyes off this world completely. And as I told you, young peoples, forget about Google glasses. $2,000 with some transmission from some place to show you something. You put on the glory glasses. And what do you see? Christ fills the heart of God. You see your position in Christ Jesus. And you walk in this world, totally different person. Because you know who you are. As we have said, teaching doctrine will regulate your life. Faith takes hold of that. Christianity is not facts. It is not just a simple theory. It is not even a dogma. It's a person. Everything God wanted to see in man, He has shown it to us in the Lord Jesus. And how we do that? We approach that very position on our knees, like the Apostle Paul. Because after he told them who they are, overwhelming realities, it was an academic exercise. But it was a matter of a heart that is touched. And he prayed, not only that their eyes will be enlightened, but he also prayed that Christ will dwell in their heart by faith. That Christ will be supreme. And as you walk out here from Grove City, you go back to work, you go back to school, you go back to whatever circumstances we have here on earth. Don't forget who you are and where you are. These are realities. Everything else around you is not really. And faith takes hold of that and make you walk here in the scene. A completely different person. Completely different person. Because you know who you are and you know where you are. Be strong in faith. But then as we walk here in the scene, we read a verse in 2 Timothy. Timothy was actually in Ephesus when the Apostle Paul wrote these epistles to him. So again, we are connected with Ephesus. And he said, be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. See, everything is in Christ Jesus. You cannot do anything outside of Him. Yeah, you can, but you're going to mess up everything. Why do you need grace? Why you need to be strong in grace? That is chapter 4 and chapter 5. In chapter 1, 2, and 3, if you remember the position, who we are, what God have purposed for Christ, and how he have taken us into blessing. Chapter 4 and 5, Christianity is very, very practical. Very, very practical. Every chapter, every word of God must have impact on your life. Every word, the whole concept, the whole truth of a triune God must have impact on my life. There is no abstract truth in Christianity. Everything is very practical. To know who you are in chapter 1 and 2 and 3, it will help you to walk as you ought in chapter 4 and 5. And there we have learned, we have seen a list that the old man could produce. And we saw a list of what the new man could display. And as we looked at this list, I was sharing with a brother the fact that everybody will tell everybody, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't backstab anybody, you shouldn't talk evil about anybody behind his back, you have to have integrity and honesty. Everybody will tell you that, even the unbelievers. But why do we do it? And why we do not lie or steal or do any of these immoral things? He mentioned a verse that really touched me. Because when you do that, you grieve the Holy Spirit of God. You are not only hurting somebody by doing that, young peoples, when you act up, you're grieving the Holy Spirit of God. A person of the Godhead that is dwelling in you. The honor and the dignity, because he was the seal that stamped you, that you belong to God. But he's a living person. And you grieve him. And you grieve him. And there will be no joy. And there will be no blessing. And there will be depression. And you will go around this way and that way. And you are miserable all your life. You grieve the Holy Spirit. You didn't just lie to somebody. All Christianity is superior to any moral teaching that man could come up with. And the motivation it is because we have a divine person living in us, directing and leading us. So we need grace. And we learn the riches of his grace, that which is from the abundance of his heart, to meet every need I have. What do you have? What is the difficulty? Go to him. The riches of his grace is sufficient. But the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only he is rich in mercy, not only he is rich in grace, he does things for the glory and satisfaction of his heart. And we get the terms of glory of his grace. He have picked us up and seated us up there. And in the day to come, he is going to show the whole universe the masterpiece, the symphony, where every piece, you heard the music today, you heard the talent today, everyone is special. No competition. Everyone has his unique place. It will bring peace and harmony. When our eyes are upon the conductor, we're seeing the movement of his hand, so we know when to do it and when not to do it. And we have the notes ahead of us, in front of us. The word of God. The grace that supply all our need and point us to Christ so we could walk here in the scene in spite of every difficult circumstances around us. And you really, if you think you really have a difficult circumstances, what do we really have? The bridge collapsed in Ontario? So we have some traffics. The internet is very slow, right? Really? This is the difficulties we have? You have talked to missionaries, don't you? The people of God throughout the whole world are standing firm for Christ in very difficult circumstances. Why? Because they are strong in faith and because they are strong in grace. But now he comes and he said, to be strong in the Lord. And that's chapter 6. There's no fine print in Christianity. Everything is right there. The Lord is saying, listen, there is a battle going on and it's raging. And I am not going to send you to the warfare with a defective weapons. I'm going to give you my armor. It's called the armor of God. And in the military, at boot camp, they teach us how to take the gun apart and put it together with your eyes closed. They do that time after time after time after time. So you know every piece and you know how to do it. You need to know your weapon very, very well. Because there are terrorists out there in the heavenly places. They are terrorists. We see and we have seen a taste of them everywhere. In the heavenly places, there are terrorists trying to rob you and destroy your testimony. So he equipped you and he said, be strong in the Lord. How we do that? I want to turn to one more verse in 1 John. The epistle, 1 John. And in chapter 2, and I would read the second part of verse 14. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. After we read already, strong in faith, strong in grace, strong in the Lord. I have written unto you because you are strong. You see, when you have your eyes on the captain of salvation, when you have your eyes on the general in the battlefield, you have the strength that he has. He have gone through the battle before us. He have conquered the enemy. He defeated him. He knows everything about him. If you want to know what the Lord Jesus did to Satan, read the temptation. And that's why I'm reading that verse. How? You're going to be strong in the Lord. He write to them, I write to you, young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. What is the secret? This book. What is the secret for Christian victory? This book. Do we read it? Do we read it? The Apostle Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 3 that when you read, you might know. You need to read the Word of God. You need to read it over and over and over again. You have to know the armor that you are bearing. It's actually the very same words that the Lord Jesus told, Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. A book that we all know. Very similar to the book of Ephesians or the Old Testament book of Ephesians. And what did he tell him in chapter 1? I'll read 3 verses. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. The inheritance. Be strong. The inheritance. Faith. Comes in. Be strong in faith. Don't give up the inheritance, the legacy that is left to us in the Word of God. Young people, don't give it up. Don't give it up. And if you would, God would raise a generation for himself, but you'll be the loser. The testimony, the gathering to the name of the Lord Jesus alone, the 2 and the 3, sure, they're very weak. They don't know how to sing. They don't know how to preach. But is that what we are after? People who know how to sing and how to preach? Or we are after the Lord's presence? A meeting hall should be filled with young people that will carry on the testimonies that our dear older brethren have carried on for years. You have a role. And you have a choice. the inheritance, strong in faith. And then in verse 7, he said, be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that thou may prosper wheresoever thou goest. You want to prosper? Here's the formula. Let's go to verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever to go. And the verse that I didn't read is verse 8. And what verse 8 said? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. You don't want to be a loser, and you don't want to be among the losers. The good success is this way. The word of God show us the way. This is what will keep you when you leave here. The word of God. We're not here with you now. It was very nice to get up in the morning, have breakfast, and then go to a Bible study. Well, you could do the same thing when you go home. You are not just going to have Chuck and Tony and John with you. But you have the word of God and you have the Spirit of God. So don't neglect spending time in the presence of the Lord to read the word of God. And finally, every night, almost every night, Chuck number one stood up here and asked the sponsors to lift up their hand. Can I ask the same thing tonight? I'm number three. Can I see a show of hand of those who sponsor young people here? Can I see a show of hands of parents? I'm going to ask you for a favor. Don't stop sponsoring them when you go home. Check on them every day. Check on them every day. See where they are and how they are. Be an example for them. If you don't go to the meeting, they are not going to go to the meeting. If you don't love the word of God, they are not going to love the word of God. They're looking at you without you knowing. It's a tall order. It's not an easy thing to be a parent, I know. I will be the last one to tell anybody anything. But we need to show our young people that we are caring for them when they leave here in the local assemblies. So finally, I want to close with a word that it was said to the Ephesians, and that is in Acts chapter 20, when the Apostle Paul was leaving. In Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul was leaving, and he said to them, I'm not going to be there with you anymore. And in verse 32, he said, but now, brethren, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. I commit you to God and to the word of his grace. As you are going from here, young people, we commit you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you inheritance among those who are sanctified. Be strong in faith. Be strong in the grace. Be strong in the Lord. May the Lord encourage us all to go on for him and to live for him, to honor him. He's no man's debtor. He'd love to see Christ form in each and every one of us here. Then he will display everything in the day of the glory. May the Lord bless his word.